Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, November the 28th, 2010 is what today is. This is the Thanksgiving weekend. November the 28th is an interesting date for me and my wife, Judy. Actually, the 27th. Today's the 27th. Let me get the date right. I hope she's not listening. She's probably not, because the local people in their infinite wisdom don't run this hour locally. November the 27th, we've been married for 40 years. 40 years. We've already celebrated with a little trip, and we're going to go out to dinner tonight with Logan, our daughter, and my announcer, of course, and go to one of our favorite places in town. Talked about Logan cooking for us for a while, and that may still happen. We're going to do that sometime soon, too, from her new apartment in Dallas here, but we'll probably go out tonight. Yeah, 40 years. We got married right after I got out of, after we got out of Texas Tech. She ended up finishing at the University of North Texas. And I finished and went in the Marine Corps, went to Parris Island, and then went to Camp Lejeune for a while, and ended up in Dallas to do my 6 years, and worked for Club Corporation of America, CCA, a company that owned, still does, golf courses all over the place. And I worked for their first golf course. Bob Dedman started that company and began it with a golf course in Carrollton called Brookhaven. Brookhaven had three golf courses, and it was a money-making machine, and he did very well. He's not around anymore. I'm not sure even who. I think it's sold, and other people are running the company, but it's still around. But, yeah, we started out right after Texas Tech and a little Marine Corps stint, and have had an interesting life. Had our daughter late in life. We had Logan after we'd been married for 15 years. Didn't think we were going to have any kids. And being a little bit older made it a little different, I guess, than some people get to experience. We had the opportunity to have some help and continue our careers, and we've had interesting ones. And that's kind of what I wanted to go through today. I know we have a lot of new listeners. Whenever you have a holiday weekend, people are traveling, people are picking up radio stations and listening that have never heard the show before. And I kind of want to go through a little history and what goes on with the 5 hours of radio that we have on Saturday and Sunday, and some of the other bits of information that we have for people talking about green living, which is what we concentrate on the Saturday show, and then organic landscaping, farming, gardening, and ranching on the Saturday show, although we talk about a little bit of both on all the hours. And if you want to call and be with me, jump in here. If you want to chat with me about any of these things, we're going to talk about some things that aren't about green living or gardening necessarily today. We'll talk about Thanksgiving and health a little bit and all of those kind of things. All ties in to a degree. Or we'll make it, figure out how to make it tie in to some degree. If you want to call and be with me, please do anytime. If you want to sit back and listen, I hope you enjoy what we're going to be talking about, you can do that. The telephone number, though, to be with me is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The Sunday show is called the Dirt Doctor Show. My nickname, Dirt Doctor, which just kind of dropped out of the sky on the air when I was with a previous radio station before we became syndicated. But we'll catch you up on all of that if you're new to the show. And if you are, I'm delighted to have you on board. And I'll try to give you some information about how to learn more about this thing that we call the natural organic lifestyle. We do something on Most of the Thanksgivings nowadays, we used to alternate back and forth between my family and Judy's. We've been going down to Victoria, where Judy's family is, for the last couple of years, a little bit more consistently. They have the big Thanksgiving dinner, and they also have a golf tournament, a family golf tournament. And it's a lot of fun, but it's interesting to be around. And I know a lot of talk shows are talking about and have talked about this week, Thanksgiving and the meals and the issues of health and losing weight and gaining weight during Thanksgiving and all that, and we'll talk about that just a little bit. By the way, back to our anniversary for a second. Maybe somebody out there can help me. I'll try to look it up here in a minute on the web. But 40 years is what? You know, it's not silver or gold or, you know, any of those, but it's probably something. Maybe it's copper. I need to look it up and see what it is. As I said, we've done our main present, which was to go to Las Vegas. We went to Vegas for 3 days and saw two Cirque Soleil shows, and I recommend it if you ever go out there. We saw the first one here in Dallas a long time ago that was just done under a tent. And I don't think they had been around a long time at that point. And I was just amazed at what the athletes and the entertainers could do at that point, and now it's gone to a whole new level. There's a bunch of them. There's an advertisement in the paper, I noticed yesterday, for one that's coming up. It's called OVA, O-V-A, and it's going to apparently get started out in San Francisco. So if you get an opportunity to see any of those, I would recommend it. Some of them I've heard a little bit of negative about, that they were just kind of weird. But I've heard about one of them that's really weird. So if you do some Cirque du Soleil shows and you don't want something, you know, pretty way out there, you may want to avoid the one called Zoomanity. It's apparently very sexual and all kinds of sexual kinds of things. But the others that I've seen are just spectacular. The two we saw in Vegas were I can't even think of the first one. The one that's in the water that is just the one that you ought to put at the top of the list is called O, just the letter O. And they perform above and in the waters, diving and all kinds of acrobatics and things like that. Mystère finally came to me. The first one we saw is Mystère. And it's kind of a general one. A lot of incredible acrobats doing all sorts of things that you just can't believe. I mean, the balance that the actors do, the gymnastics, the dangerous things they do, beautiful kinds of things. It's show's really worth seeing, even if you don't gamble. And I'm not a huge gambler. I like to play golf for money. But that's a little bit different than gambling. I play a little blackjack. In fact, I brought a little money home from Las Vegas. I brought home $25 profit. So some of my buddies that really gamble a whole lot give me a hard time about that, because I'll sit down and play blackjack, you know, with $100, a couple hundred dollars or less, and usually come out ahead. They say that that's not the sport of it, but they lose a lot of money. I don't see great sport in that myself. So anyway, it was our 40th present to ourselves and dinner tonight. The health aspects of Thanksgiving we want to talk about a little bit. One of the criticisms I get is I try to tell people to do certain things that they're just not used to doing that would be along the same lines that they're used to, but be a lot better for them. And I really run into a roadblock with our own family. For example, a few years ago in Victoria, Texas, where we go down for the family thing, Judy and I provided organic Irish potatoes for the meal, among other things, but that was the main thing that we were in charge of for the meal. And my brother-in-law, who's in the landscape business here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Mark Keg, he prepared the mashed potatoes, and one of the things that he did was leave the skins on the potatoes, which I highly recommend. And that's what we do all the time. The the brother-in-law whose house we were having Thanksgiving was very much offended by that. Didn't like that idea at all. Thought that was goofy as it could be. Was not his paradigm. Was not his way of doing mashed potatoes. Oh, and Mark also put a whole lot of garlic in the potatoes. They were absolutely fantastic. And a lot of butter. But the head of the household didn't like that. We'll tell you what happened with that and a few other related kinds of things to food at Thanksgiving. I'll give you some recommendations to try if you're open-minded. You'll not only find them more healthy, but you'll find them more delicious as well. If you want to call and chat about any of these kinds of things, please do. 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized. And value. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
You've heard me talk about zeolite a lot, and you're going to hear me talk about it a lot more. And there's a specific zeolite I recommend. It's Zeotech from down south of San Antonio, but it's available all around. They have the best cat litter. The critter crystals are for other small pets. Zequine is for the horse stalls. Zeobride for the swimming pool filter. And for the bed preparation, we use the new Turf Aid. It's ZeotechCorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store. Can't find Zeotech zeolite? Contact us at info@dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With seven optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden. And clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Howard Garrett for Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff. This is the company I recommend if you've had some hearing problems or if you've had trouble with hearing aids in the past. That's a fairly common thing. This is a better way to go. Telephone number for Affordable Hearing is 800-521-1592. You'll be able to take one of these high-quality hearing aids home and test for a while after you're getting your test from Affordable Hearing. Try it out for a week or so with no charge or obligations. You'll find locations for Affordable Hearing in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They can meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help. Their helpline is available 7 days a week to answer your questions. And also the number to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. 800-521-1592. They have the best quality equipment and the best prices for that equipment. That's why the name is Affordable Hearing.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard back with you. And finishing up on the conversation, I was talking to Kevin off the air there, and I realized I didn't tell you maybe enough about our little family tournament, family golf tournament. If you play golf and have a family or a bunch of friends that might be interested, it's a good way to go because you don't have to be a good golfer at all. We have a team deal. We play a scramble. They call it a shamble, but it's really not. It's a scramble where everybody hits the tee shot, all of your team members hit the tee shot, and then from the best tee shot, everybody hits the next shot, and so on and so on. And you know, keep score how far over or under par you are. My team was my wife, Judy, and my daughter, Logan, and my brother-in-law, David Keg, and which came together kind of at the end because of the cold weather, and it was sprinkling a little bit Friday morning. Some people dropped out, as you might guess. But even though it's a family and friends kind of tournament, there were still close to 30 or 20-something people that played. We played very well. Judy and Logan play golf once a year in this tournament. And Logan missed last year because she was in Argentina, so she hadn't played in 2 years. And both of them just played great. Logan hit the green the second hole, long par three, with a driver right in the middle of the green. We almost made the birdie. We did make a birdie from Judy's chip shot on one, and the day went that way. We shot 7 under par and lost the tournament by a shot. We came in second place, and it was just great fun. So it's something I'd recommend that that others do. It's easy to put together, and the golf courses are generally around the holiday like that, looking for some kind of events, and it's pretty easy to put together. I'd recommend it highly. Back to the health thing, I was talking about the Irish potatoes, leaving the skins on, and also putting a bunch of garlic and really making them something different than just white mashed potatoes. There's one other issue that's pretty important, and especially if you're going to leave the potato skins on the potatoes. And I recommend that. I recommend it with most things, not everything, but Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes for sure. But you want to make sure as much as you can, if you do that, that they are organically grown. Why? Even more than most foods, there's a concentration of the toxins in the skin. And it may be worse on sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes than anything else. So it's a good thing to do. And if you are eating somewhere else and you know that's not the case, I recommend that you take a little vinegar along with you on the trip. Or if it's home, use your own. Use apple cider vinegar, tablespoon in the morning, tablespoon at night, or mix it into some kind of drink. There's a really nice level of detoxification you get from vinegar, from apple cider vinegar. Plus, it's just good for your health, loaded with trace minerals and really good. It's great if you do salads to have an oil and vinegar as part of part of the meal. But anytime you can add a little vinegar, and if you know you're not eating everything 100% organic, which is the case with us. Down there, a lot of towns, a lot of cities just don't have the organic products available. It's why we recommend for everybody as much as possible, and we're going to be talking about that as a New Year's resolution, to get into growing your own home garden and crops. Even if you're an apartment dweller or have very small space, you can do quite a bit with containers. A lot more than you would think, and you can plant a lot of things now. In fact, we just planted some more garlic in our experimental garden at the office. We harvested the jicama. We got some good shots of it. I haven't had time to even get them thrown on the computer yet, but we'll get you some shots of the different things that we've been doing. Jicama, you may have eaten. You may not be aware of what kind of plant it is, so we'll show you. The big, beautiful vine that it comes from, this underground tuber comes from. And we'll give you a little bit more information to highlight why you shouldn't eat the foliage, just the tuber. The top of the jicama plant, it's toxic. It's what they make rotenone from. So it's a fascinating plant. It's a big old legume, great big huge tuber that grows underground that's white and real fleshy and sweet and crispy, kind of like an apple texture. And if you've had it before in a salad, you may have had it and wondered what it was. Well, that's jicama. If you haven't tried it, you should. I recommend it very highly, very nutritious kind of a plant. Easy to grow from seed. Anybody out there can grow it because it's grown as an annual. You get the seed lined up now. And the reason I say that, it'll take you a little while to find the seed. There aren't that many growing operations and seed catalogs that sell jicama. And it's spelled J-I-C-A-M-A, jicama. You can find it. We found a couple of different sources. It's a little hard brown seed. And it would be best if you want to give it a try. And we'll give you, we've got information on the website now in the library, but we'll put more in the blog about this crop that we just had and the harvesting of it and the whole deal. There's one interesting little issue that I hadn't seen before that I'll show you. The bulb cracked open, didn't ruin them, it just made them look kind of ugly. But we'll show you in detail how all that works. We are harvesting a lot of other things. We planted onions just recently at a whole new time, so you can do a lot of gardening in the winter, and we'll talk about it along with a little bit more of this health and food issue first, and then I'm going to give you some information about how to get more detailed information about this thing we call the Natural Organic Program. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back after this.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way. Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
Munster Natural Pet Foods are very special products for your very special pets, dogs and cats. These products have all the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extract, and natural tocopherols. Not just in the fats, as with a lot of dog foods, but throughout the product. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals. The blend gives your dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations for dogs. Red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes. Green bag for normally active dogs. And the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Latest addition is the yellow bag, which is the chicken and rice formula that contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural Cat Food has the same basic special ingredients for your pets. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, recommending highly Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
All righty, Howard, back with you and continuing our talk about health and food during the holidays especially. There are some things you can do. Number one, just don't eat so much. One of the things Logan and I have been talking about recently, she's been doing a good job of getting into exercise and losing a little bit of weight. She wasn't really heavy to begin with, but she and I were talking the other day about one of the easiest things about weight control is just don't eat so much volume. I'm really bad about that. I always have been all my life. I had a metabolism where I could eat and eat and eat and never gain any weight. And obviously that finally catches up with you. So just eating less volume is something that helps a tremendous amount. And getting some kind of gentle exercise. I'm a huge fan of walking. I don't run. I'm not a jogger at all. But I do walk quite a bit, try to walk playing golf as much as I can. Sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. It depends on where you're playing, what the situation is, and that sort of thing. But anybody can walk around the block, you know, walk the dog, whether you've got a dog or not, that sort of thing. And sugar, you know, we talk negatively about white sugar and we talk extremely negative about high fructose corn syrup. And I'm going to cover the toxins, the poisons of the week for you in a little bit more detail in a minute. But high fructose corn syrup is really a bad actor. And you can tell that it's a serious deal because they're actually running ads on television now, maybe radio too, trying to give people a comfort level that it's no different than sugar and it's really not bad for you and yada, yada, yada. It is bad for you in a whole lot of ways. Regular white sugar is too if you eat a whole lot of it. If you eat some occasionally, and I do, of course, like everybody, and cakes and cookies and that sort of thing. But on the other hand, it seems to me like one of the easiest ways to cut back on sugar and really improve your health would be to cut it out of some dishes where it's just a silly addition. For example, sweet potatoes. Why in the world would you add sugar to delicious sweet potatoes? Sweet potatoes have a wonderful flavor, especially if you put some butter on them, which I recommend. A lot of people think, oh, that's fattening. No, real butter is not as fattening as the sugar and the marshmallows that a lot of people put on the sweet potato dish. At our event yesterday, we didn't have the sugar and the marshmallows, but we had, our Judy's sister brought a sweet potato dish in, and she had used some kind of a sweet juice in the sweet potatoes, which was nice. But again, my argument is that if you have good sweet potatoes, which hopefully you're being able to buy, if you can buy organic ones, they're going to be sweeter, add butter and just have the natural flavor of the sweet potatoes, it's delicious. A lot of people don't even know what the natural flavor of sweet potatoes is. I grew up in East Texas, in Pittsburgh, Texas. My grandfather grew sweet potatoes for a living. And it was a long time before I realized how good they were. Now, back in those days, they certainly weren't organic. It's amazing that we're still as healthy as we are because they used some real nasty pesticides back in those days. Back in those days, they used some arsenic and lead compounds in the fruit tree business and also in row crops and some other really nasty things. Today, out in the fields, one of the most common products used on food crops is a product called Timic. And Timic has this incredible ability to translocate in the plant. For example, they can put it in the soil, and it will be pulled up by a sweet potato, an Irish potato, whatever it is, and kill aphids and sweet potato bugs on the foliage on the top of the plant. So imagine if it goes through the plant that easily, what it can do through your skin, through your tongue, tissues in your mouth, through your bloodstream, et cetera, et cetera. It's not to try to scare you or anything. It's just to let you know that that is a situation. If you do eat products that are contaminated, which we all do from time to time, if we eat out or if we don't have an organic source or whatever, there are some things that we can do to mitigate it to a degree. And changing the sugar is one of the easiest things to do. What do? Well, you get a locally produced honey instead of sugar and use it. It has a detoxifying effect. It has antioxidants. It's just loaded with trace minerals. It has the ability to help with allergy problems. If you have kids or if you yourself are still doing sodas and things that have high fructose corn syrup in them, that's one of the most important things you can change about your health regime. And you'll be amazed at how quickly you'll feel better. And especially those of you who are still drinking light drinks. The light drinks that have the artificial sugars are worse than real sugar. They will not only cause some health issues, some bad ones, kind of slowly build up and blindside you in most cases. Sometimes it's not. Some people have. I've talked to a lot of people that didn't realize that aspartame and some of those kind of things were giving them headaches and causing stomach problems and short-term problems. They got off of it and bang, it all went away. But sugar can, honey can be used as a sugar substitute in teas, coffees, oatmeal. That's the only kind of sugar I put in oatmeal. I put honey on my toast instead of jelly. And I still use jelly sometimes. In fact, I did this morning. Raspberry or blackberry jelly, I'm a sucker for. And those things, in most cases, are going to have, white sugar in them, things like that, sometimes even worse. And so from time to time, yeah, I enjoy those kinds of things. But for your primary sugar source, if you get into using honey, one is you're going to love it. The flavor is great. Try to buy a locally produced honey, and everybody listening to me out there can find somebody in your area that has honey. You don't have to buy it from the store where it came from China and it's been subjected to heat and basically had the enzymes and all the good health benefits destroyed. Buy local honey. When you go to a restaurant or eat out somewhere, how do you know? Well, the answer is you don't. You just go ahead and eat whatever is available. Probably processed honey is still better than white sugar. And it's for sure better than high fructose corn syrup. Another example of my growing up, and I grew up again with grandparents as farmers, we ate rice in the most ridiculous way you could possibly come up with. We ate white rice, white bleached rice from the grocery store, and we put sugar on it. We put white sugar on it. A lot of you put your hands down. I know you did too. If you're still doing it, stop. The sugar had to be put in it, I guess, primarily to make it taste halfway decent. When healthy whole grain rice is taken through the process of making it into white rice, we've got, I'm pretty sure, I'll look it up in a minute to make sure, but I think we have a photograph in the library there showing the steps from something being whole ground flour or rice. I think we may have both, to being the white processed stuff. For example, with rice, first thing they do is take away the germ and the bran, the outside covering, and then they take away other parts of the nutrition side of rice, and flour is the same thing, and corn's handled the same way. We go through this process of taking away the good food value parts of those things and end up with basically a mildly toxic thing that is sold as food, this white, bleached, starchy endosperm that doesn't have any of the food value part of the rice or flour left there. So a big change you can make to your health is to stop buying white bread, white flour, white bleached stuff. Corn, if you do corn in any way, get whole ground corn or whole corn kernels. The cornbread that is mostly sold in the stores out there to make cornbread has had the bran and the germ stripped away, and it's just the starchy endosperm. A lot of people don't realize that, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. So a major change in your health regime, and if you're having some health issues, you may see some quick reverses about how well you feel or reduce arthritis and a bunch of things that are related by eating whole foods. That's where that term whole foods came from. Whole foods really hit a home run by grabbing that name years ago. But that's what we want to do. We want to eat things that are as near they are in nature as you possibly can get and eat. And that goes for meats or vegetables or herbs or sugars or whatever it is. It doesn't make any difference. The more processed it is, the worse it is for you. It's just simple as that. There are some people, I've got a friend that's a doctor, and one of the few things that he does that's halfway healthy, he's got the worst eating habits in the world. And I don't think he'd even argue about it. It's just what he got used to years ago and it's what he stuck with. But one thing he does do that's fairly positive is that he doesn't eat anything white. He doesn't eat anything that's white. Now, there's a few things that are white that are good for you, but not very many. Jicama, it would be in that category. The flesh of an apple is white, and it would be in that good for you category. I think that whole raw milk is good for you. A lot of people would argue about that, where the only animal that continues to drink milk after being an infant, but whole raw milk I think has some great health benefits, and I am a huge fan of raw cheese, and some of the raw cheeses can be white. So there's a few things that are in that white category that I think are great. One of them that's certainly you wouldn't put as a great health benefit, but is in my list is real whipped cream. That's one of the white things I eat. I don't eat the stuff that comes out of a spray can or any of the artificial kind of whipped creams. I like real whipped cream, and it'll have regular white sugar in it. But for the most part, things that are white, processed, pasteurized milk, you know, skim milk, things like that, and white rice, white bread, white stuff like that, for the most part, is not good for you. I think that's one of the problems. I had a friend who was head of my design department when I was in the landscape design business. His parents were from Japan, and he didn't eat anything but white rice. They considered it dirty to eat whole ground rice. He died at a very young age of 50 of heart attack. Have anything to do with it? Don't know, but it could have. I'm Howard Garrett. Telephone number, if you want to be with me, is 866-444-3478.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug Organic Fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 All-Purpose Organic Fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex Potting Soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. And just one more quick thing on an easy way to improve what you buy and eat and thus your health. And then we're going to talk about getting more information about this natural organic lifestyle. Nuts. When you go to buy pecans or walnuts or almonds or whatever, it's there's one simple little clue, and it this is going to be a little bit more to carry out than to just know about. But one thing about nuts is that they'll go rancid, and they'll go rancid pretty easily. Most of the stores, in fact, some of the health, so-called health-type grocery stores, will keep the nuts in storage in just room temperature, and they can go rancid pretty bad. So you can waste some money by buying a whole lot of stuff if you're not careful. The stores are more and more putting the nuts in packages and keeping them in the refrigerator. And when you get them home, for sure, keep the nuts cooled, and you will prevent the possibility of them going rancid. And they're obviously going to be better for you and taste better and everything else. Getting more information about all this stuff, a lot of you, especially the new listeners that have just bumped into us, We have the shows. We're on 5 hours every weekend. There's 2 hours here on Saturday. They run at different times around the country as far as time of day. Some stations run one of the 2 hours. Some run both. On Sunday, it's pretty much the same thing, the 3 hours run, for the most part, more commonly live on Sunday than the Saturday show. But the main point I wanted to tell you is that you can hear all of the 5 hours on our website, because we stream them all live on DirtDoctor.com. And in addition to that, we also put the put them in the archive, so you can do podcasts and listen to any of the shows from the past or from now on. We're going to continue to do it whenever you have time to do it. I had a comment from one of the listeners just this week, or one of the people that used to listen and has moved or something. They were asking if the advertising could be taken off of the podcast, so you didn't have to listen through the advertising. Well, a lot of the advertisers that we have are very, very good information about this subject that we're talking about. And plus, we like to benefit the advertisers by letting them stay there. So the entire shows are run, including the advertisers, which cover a lot of the specific products that and services that I talk about all the time and recommend. On DirtDoctor.com, you're going to be able to get a lot of information there if you're just looking into this natural organic lifestyle. Right on the homepage, we have all kinds of just basic stuff. There's a video right at the top of the page if you go to DirtDoctor.com. That's some kind of little tip that I'm doing, and it changes on a very regular basis. Right under that are the big buttons for radio, which is where all that archived radio stuff is, or to listen live would be found. Video also, beside it, is all the videos that we have. You can go in and look up things by certain subjects, compost tea, or some kind of insect problem, or planting a tree properly, or taking care of a sick tree, or some kind of a health or nutrition topic. You can look it up and find a video or an audio, either one, on the subject. And then you'll find a whole bunch of yellow buttons under those, and those are all the different areas of the website, all the different categories, information about me and my books, how to contact us. All of that stuff is there. We do a creature feature, which changes on a weekly basis. We try to help the SPCA. Sometimes we do, and sometimes we don't. Lately, I haven't been getting some of the wonderful animals placed as well as I would like. We've been pretty good, but not perfect, and I like to help all those wonderful animals. And we are also talking about some other interesting creature feature. We've got things there that are just fascinating about animals, various things that we pick up off the internet, listeners send us and all that. And we're starting to archive those too, because it dawned on me, for example, we had one that was about how to tag black bears, and we wanted everybody to be able to see that, and so it's archived now. The forums are really important for you to know about, because we've got all kinds of subjects there. You go into these chat rooms, and you can get all kinds of subjects. There's a gardener's exchange there where you can talk to other gardeners around the country. There's a meet-and-greet place, same kind of thing. There's a jobs in the organic industry category, and that's important. A lot of you ask me how you can get into this natural organic industry. Well, that chapter has not been taken advantage of nearly enough. I was just looking at the number of posts, the number of topics in it compared to the other ones, and we need to let people know about that a little bit more, because that's a great way for people to find folks to hire or find a job in this industry. The natural organic blogs, well, you've got my blog, which covers the experimental gardens that we've got at the office, Tropical John with his information about products. Members blogs are there, and also the toxic products blogs. And that was the last thing I wanted to tell you about real quickly before we go off for this hour, and then I'll talk about it a little bit more in the second hour as well. But we do a poison of the week, and we've covered things like Roundup and 7 and 2,4-D and Malathion and Diazinon. We're also covering things like fluoride and CCA-treated lumber and high fructose corn syrup, like I was talking about a little bit. So check all that out. We've got a lot of detail for you there, and much, much more. I'll cover some more of this in detail and get into some specifics in the next hour. I'm Howard Garrett. They call me the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to ever be with us on the show is 866-444-3478. It's DirtDoctor.com.